Nolte, reports claim Disney is dumping leading ladies Rey and She-Hulk. By John Nolte on January 16, 2024. Two separate reports say the Disney grooming syndicate is finally dumping a couple of leading ladies we normal people rejected in droves long ago. Jordan Rumi's World of Real reports that the much-ballyhooed new Jedi Order, which would have centered on Daisy Ridley's Rey, has been delayed indefinitely. Even as countless Star Wars feature projects have crashed and burned over the last 4 years, New Jedi Order stood tall as a sure thing. The Force is female and returns in May 2026. Yuan. No rational person asked for this. Rey is one of the dullest, least charismatic characters ever to headline a major studio franchise. Rumi's been told the indefinite delay concerns script issues. The problems seem to reside in creative differences between Peaky Blinders, screenwriter Steven Knight and Lucasfilm, writes Rumi. I'm told that a draft had originally been written for the film, but Lucasfilm gave him so many notes that he had to start from scratch. Knight is the third or fourth screenwriter to tackle New Jedi Order over the past couple of years. I'm sure all of Kathleen Kennedy's notes come down to four words, more vagina and emasculate him. My guess is the recent uproar over New Jedi Order's obnoxious, bigoted, man-hating director might have had something to do with this. I tease about time that we had a woman come forward to shape a story in a galaxy far, far away, Sharmeen Obaid-Chinoy said, proving she hadn't seen the Rey Skywalker trilogy. It's the Snow White PR debacle all over again. Even people who say they want to see another Rey movie don't want to see another Rey movie. They are lying and only say that because they are supposed to say that in this brave woke world. And I say that as someone who believes the female-led Rogue One is the best Star Wars movie since Return of the Jedi, 1983. Also backing up this report is the recent announcement of The Mandalorian and Grogu, a feature film spin-off of the Disney Plus streaming show The Mandalorian. That's the one with Baby Yoda. Everyone hated Season 3 of The Mandalorian because of shit like this, so don't be surprised if that movie doesn't happen. The announcement might have been a PR move to blunt the New Jedi Order news. Another Disney leading lady apparently on her way out to pasture is the obnoxious, unappealing, smug She-Hulk. Bad news, She-Hulk fans, it doesn't look like the Marvel show will be back for a second season, reports Total Film. During a recent interview, She-Hulk herself, actress Tatiana Maslany, said of a second season, I don't think so. I think we blew our budget, she joked. And Disney was like, no thanks. She-Hulk, attorney at law, ended up being one of the most widely disliked Disney Plus shows since the streaming service was launched, which is saying a lot. The idea that budgetary reasons killed another season is ridiculous. Disney burns piles of money every day. This was the problem. If someone talked to me like that, I would thoughtfully nod throughout the monologue and then ask to see her boobs. But this goes back to what I've been saying since the woke revolution began. I don't know if Tatiana Maslany will ever mature into something that resembles wisdom. But should she will look back on She-Hulk and realize it ruined any chance she had at becoming a star. You see, She-Hulk was for her what Pretty Woman was for Julia Roberts, and Speed was for Sandra Bullock, her cannon shot out of nowhere. But instead of being appealing, sexy, charming, self-deprecating, and funny, which launched Julia and Sandra, and countless others, to Oscars and superstardom, her first impression is beyond off-putting, smug, strident, humorless, self-involved, bitter. She-Hulk was her shot at the brass ring, and both she and Disney blew it. Anyway, bad news for Disney is good news for decency. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. I find myself reading less and less these days as all pop culture, books, movies, music, have degenerated into simplistic content that tries to beat you over the head with a message. That being said, I found Borrowed Time to be refreshing and delightful with complex characters and a messy, free, authentic world. Also, I have to commend you on your idea of what heaven looks like. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven, but I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.